8.2, the paralegal as fact finder. When we try to teach you about investigation in this program, we're not trying to teach you to be Magnum PI or a private investigator. We're trying to teach you skills that would be realistically useful within a law firm context. So the law office investigation that you might partake in will be a lot more limited, but also you'll be limited by some of the rules that will apply to you. For instance, when you're conducting investigation on behalf of an attorney, you cannot misrepresent yourself. You don't have to offer up who you are immediately to everybody you meet outside of the law firm, but you can't tell them or give the impression that you're a disinterested party or that you're someone that you're not. You also can't give legal advice, because a lot of times when you meet with witnesses to discuss a case, they end up asking you questions that are legally relevant and to their own situations, maybe not even to the current situation. So you have to be careful and be ready to pull out that standard reply, "I'm sorry, I can't answer that, I'm not a lawyer." Make sure you review the lecture notes on this page, as well as the paralegal perspective. Some very personal observations and recollections on this page about overall attitude and circumstances that you might find yourself in as a paralegal conducting law office investigation.